Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA. And welcome to our May 2nd, 2019 podcast, our 63rd podcast, Ketchup in the Mayo. And as a change today, we're going to start our podcast with Craps Talk. Usually that segment comes near the end, but we reversed it today because it's something very special. It's Craps Talk for the High Roller. By special request, I can't tell you how many times people have said, you know, on the phone that we haven't played, why don't you do Craps Talk for High Rollers? You're low roller. Okay, well, today it's for the High Roller. So you can advance it if you don't want to listen to it, because we're offering other things as well. But this is Craps Talk for the High Roller. Are you ready for that? Hey, there's a digital gentleman over here in our audience today. Sir, is it okay to start with Craps Talk for the High Roller today?
Aye, matey.
All right, we'll take that as an affirmative, and we'll be right back. Here we go with Craps Talk.
3, 2, 1.
You know, I really get into, what's the word, dig it, baby, the lingo associated with craps. And we'll bring it up, you know, now and then. But the title of our podcast, Ketchup in the Mayo, is a phrase I heard at a Rocky Gap Casino craps table. And what it was is the box man was telling the stick man that he had a red $5 chip in his stack of white chips. And I had never heard that expression at a craps table. I thought that was awesome. And I think I'll never forget it. He says, "Hey, John, there's ketchup in the mayo." Maybe you've heard it before, but I never did. And that's after decades of playing craps. But, you know, as you study craps, as I have for so long, and you want to talk about high rollers, let's first identify smart craps, that phrase. Does it mean you're playing the right way? Yeah, it is. It is the right way if you followed us last podcast, because you're a pass line player. And smart craps basically is a simple thing to talk about. It's much more difficult to play because it requires a lot of money. And that is, you make a pass line bet, and once the point is established, that would be a 4-5, a 6-8, a 9-10, you put maximum odds, maximum odds. If it's 10 times odds and you have $5 at the table, that would be $50. If your pass line bet was bigger because you want to play bigger odds, say it was 20 and it's 10 times odds, well, then you got $200. And some people seek out 100 times odds. Oh, my goodness, the amount of money that they put at risk. And then not only with that pass line play and the full odds behind the line, then you place two combats. Excuse me, you don't place two combats. You make two combats. And when they get moved to a point, hopefully they get moved to a point, and it's not a craps number that knocks you out, or a seven that ends the game, even though you win your combat, you then cover those combats when they move to point numbers with full odds. That's smart craps. And if the table is warmer and warmer, you'll get better and better results, and you'll make a ton of money. But if the table is cool and then a little cooler, you'll lose a ton of money. And the reason I seldom play smart craps, I do if the table turns radioactive, believe me. I load up and go with the odds as much as I can afford at the time. But the reason I don't talk about it so much is I play craps too often. I can't afford to lose $1,500 every time I go, or more, to a casino. I can't open games with $4,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. Well, I could, but I don't want to, because I wouldn't have much in reserve. So that's why I focus on being a low roller. But if you are a high roller, one of your choices will always be smart craps. So I'm going to give you something else. You know about smart craps already, most of you. I'm going to give you something else, all right? And this is an inflation of deal or no deal with some exceptions. So here are the details for high rollers who want to play something else rather than smart craps.
And the truth shall set you free.
Well, first, I want everyone to realize that Casino Corrupts is a negative expectation game. So don't think that any system is foolproof. It's not. Somebody took our 3-2-1 craps and tried to play bubble craps with it, and they made several segments, and they had great success in the beginning. But eventually, the tide turned, and no wonder. It's a negative expectation, a negative expectation game. And consequently, that means the longer that you play, the more likely it is that you'll lose. Time isn't on your side. That was a great one by the Rolling Stones, wasn't it? But time is not on your side. It's not. And that's why Henry Tamboran, the noted gambling writer, title of one of his great books, affected me, certainly, in a positive way. Take the money and run. Man, sometimes when you get up, I don't care what system you're using or your system of betting, you got to get out before the table turns, because the percentages, the odds of what the dice will do over a long period of time always are going to be the same. And it's going to be the same in the casino's favor. So for so much money, if you play it for so long, it's guaranteed that you'll lose so much money. So it's knowing when to take the money and run, in the words of Henry Tamboran. It's knowing when to leave the game because you've accomplished something very great. And you might stick in till it starts to go a little bit the other way and realize, hey, I think it's over. It's time for me to go. So that's my first advice. But here we go. This is an alternative play for high rollers. And we'll start, of course, with step one. So you go to the casino with plenty of cash, and you want to play craps, and you want to play high roller, deal or no deal. So for the come out roll, we're going to put $60 on the pass line and $60 on the don't pass line. We're also going to bet the 12 for $5. 60 on the pass line, 60 on the don't pass line, and we're betting the 12 for $5. Oh, let's hope that 12 hits. Let's hope that 12 hits. Because if it does, you'll lose the pass line, but the don't pass is a push. So you take 60 from 150, you did all right. You know, 5 times 30 is 150, friends. Okay, but if the point is established, when the point is established, a 4, 5, a 6, 8, a 9, a 10, I want you to go $66 inside. $66 inside, which means that if a 5, a 6, an 8, or a 9 comes up, every time it comes up, you'll win $21. $66 inside. You have 18 on the 6, 18 on the 8, 15 on the 5, and 15 on the 9. 66 inside is all you need to say. And then I want you to lay 120 odds on don't pass. So you're taking that $60 on the don't pass line, and you're putting odds on that, and the correct term is laying odds on the don't pass, of $120. So what does that mean to you? Well, if the number was 4 or 10, and the shooter sevens out, you would win one half of that $120. So the established point was 4 or 10, and the shooter sevens out, on that don't pass odds bet, you would win $60.
You'd lose $60 on the pass line, but win it on the don't pass, so it's canceled each other out.
So those two just wipe each other out. If the point was 5 or 9 and the shooter sevens out, you would win $80. The point is 5 or 9 and the shooter sevens out, you will win $80. And if you're going to stay with this and you're not going to play the 6 or 8 from the pass line, which is always an option because you can pick up your don't pass, which is what I do when I play deal or no deal as a low roller. But if I was playing as a high roller, you know what? I'd tough it out, because if somebody rolls a 7 and the point was a 6 or an 8, you would win $100 on that don't pass bet. Now, an option you have is anytime the number is also available as a hard number, a 4, a 10, a 6 or an 8, you could put $20 on it. That's kind of a protection, a hedge, but that's strictly up to you. So I'll go through these 6 steps again. You have $60 to start the game on the pass line, $60 to start the game on the don't pass line, and we're going to cover a $5 12 here. When the point is established, you go $66 inside. And how many hits do you stay up? That's up to you. If I was a high roller, I'd stay up at least three, maybe four. I'd lay 120 odds on the dome pass. And remember, if the point was a four or a 10, you'd win 60 on that. If a seven comes up, a five or a nine on the same seven out would pay you 80. A six or an eight as points on a seven out would pay you 100. So if you stay three times on the 66 inside and then hit a four or 10, a five or a nine or a six or an eight, you got some scratch. And if the table stays relatively cold, you're good shape. You're in good shape. Now, I think, you know, when I played this, I was nervous as hell when I played this. But I want to share this with you. I think this kind of table where it's more about seven outs than it is making numbers is more common than that hot table that you need to play smart craps. Now, I agree. On a hot table, there's nothing that's going to be playing smart craps. You know, we're not talking about pressing numbers, that kind of thing. That's a topic for another day. Place bet pressing. We're talking here about just making these bets and then living with it and maybe taking the 66 inside down after three or four hits. All right. But there's still going to be a seven out involved. Now, if there isn't a seven out involved, you can get close to owning the table here, but it's a challenge. And that's why, as an option, we say we are going to make a $20 bet on a four, a 10, a six, or an eight hard way bet as sort of a hedge to protect us on a dome pass line. Something else you could do, but it kind of defeats the purpose of being a high roller. If you did have three hits on the inside, you won $21 three times, you could change your odds bet. You could lower it from 120, you could go to 60 or 30. That's totally up to you. But if you want to be a high roller man and keep that big time scratch out there, this is how you do it. So let us know how it turns out for you. But I'm going to tell you, many of you are going to win money. But I just want to say this. When you talk about negative expectation games, you have to be careful. You have to be reasonable. You have to be a thinker. You got to know when it's time to leave the table or time to lower your bets into something more reasonable once you've secured, you know, some money for the day. Okay? And remember that gambling is not for everyone because everyone can't handle gambling. So you have to be willing to understand that there'll be days when you'll lose, but hopefully not too many. So craps for high rollers, smart craps is one way to go, and high roller deal or no deal is my way. And I always say this, this is how we bet. We're not saying you should bet this way, but you might be interested, all right? The way you bet is up to you, buddy. All right, we're going to go to our next segment of the podcast. Part two today is about video poker and an important site I want you to visit. But we'll be right back after this short break. I have so much respect for the authors of America Casino Guide, American Casino Guide. And they recommend this website for video poker players. And what it does is it takes a look at, you know, the majority or large majority of the casinos in the United States. Not all of them, because I found at least one that's not there. But it also says, like, what's the best game video poker-wise? You know, I'm a jacks or better player. And, you know, again, you look at a play table when you play video poker. You have more of a chance to win, less of a house edge than regular slot machines. Video poker machines give you a fighting chance there, young man. If you're playing at one that pays out well, you know, 99%, something like that. And the way you can check the pay table is to look at what a full house and a flush pays. If a full house pays nine and coins and a flush pays six coins, it returns six coins. That's pretty good. That's about as good as you can get it. Sometimes you can get better, but very seldom. And you really don't know if there's a group of machines which one is the highest. So that's why you should check the payable. Check the pay table, all right? Now, if the full house paid 8 or if a flush paid 5, every time you drop one coin in return, you get 1.1% less money possibility. So it drops pretty quickly. And so this website is, it's not something, it's not Jacks or Better. Maybe it's another game, you know, Deuce is Wild. I'm just, you know, all these different games that you could play. And the website is www.vpfree2.com. vpfree2.com. vpfree2.com. So I did that. And, you know, I looked at the places where I go in Vegas, and, hey, you know, there were some of them that were really good. I mean, they were high recommendations, very strong payouts. You should spend some time there, you know, if you're a video poker player. So I think, well, let me think about this locally. Like, what am I going to do locally? All right? And I have to play a little island music to get myself in the right frame of mind here. So in my area, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh suburbs, there's places that I go to weekly. The Meadows, which is 20 miles or so south of the Pittsburgh airport. The Pittsburgh airport, of course, is out of Pittsburgh. But The Meadows. So I look up on, I look at vpfree2.com, and it says not so good. It's not so good. So I say, okay, well, I spend more time at the Rivers, which is near the Heinz Field and PNC Park, the stadiums, and much closer to my home than the Meadows, basically just a half hour away, you know, with traffic. What's it say about the Rivers? It says not so good. It says not so good. Oh, my. Okay, well, a couple times a year, we go up to Nemacolin, which is a five-star resort, about an hour, 20, hour and a half with traffic away from my front door. It's in Farmington, Pennsylvania. It's known around the country. It's 2,000 acres. It's something for everyone. But they have a casino on their property called Lady Luck. And what's it say about Lady Luck Video Poker on this website? Not so good. You're kidding me. So my local casino is the Meadows, the Rivers, and Lady Luck occasionally. Not so good. And, you know, the more I thought about it, I had a little luck at Lady Luck, actually, but not too much at the Rivers or the Meadows. And, you know, I'm sure that's accurate. It's not too good. Then I went to, I've had my best luck at Golden Entertainment's resort, casino resort in Flintstone, Maryland, called Rocky Gap Casino Resort, which is in a state park called Rocky Gap. Beautiful place. I go on and on about it. But it's not even listed. So I sent an email to the people behind the website saying, hey, you have the Maryland casinos listed, but you don't list Rocky Gap. So I'm waiting to hear what I can from them. And, you know, I hope it doesn't say not so good. But I have had greater success there than I had at my local casinos. So Rocky Gap's about 2 hours and 15 minutes from my front door. But I don't go there and come back home. That's, you know, that's a four and a half hour drive in a one-day shot. So I only go there when we stay at least one night. So I don't know if you feel that same way about it. But again, recommended by American Casino Guide, vpfree2.com. That's V-P-F-R-E-E, the number 2.com. Give it a try. And I hope you're not as disappointed as I am to find that my local casinos are stiffing me on video poker. Come on. Okay, short break, and we'll be coming back and talk about resort trips, casino resort trips, and some tips for you to consider, things that we consider and we find them very helpful. Hey, we'll be right back. Hang on. Hey, to all our married listeners, you know, we want to talk a little bit about, I guess it's those little rituals that you kind of do together. Sort of reminds me like in the old days before automatic dishwashers, like families would get together and do the dishes together. Mom and dad would do the dishes together, and maybe the kids had to dry them. But One of the things that we enjoy is near the end of the month, the casino offers come for the next month. Now, hey, first thing I want to say is that's not true with the emails. The emails come, don't you agree, Jane? Anytime.
Oh, right. More and more they're coming anytime.
Well, the M Life and Caesars Entertainment, Marquee Gaming, and you get the ones from Wynn as well, right?
Right, I get the Wynn and the Cosmopolitan both.
That's right, you get both of those. And usually those have a deadline, like you have to do something within...
Right, yeah, but they continually come, though.
Yeah, they continually come. But we're talking about the brochures we get to the places that we go most often. You know, I guess the old-fashioned term is hard copy, glossy brochures with your monthly offers.
Right, we love to get those. Now, on those offers, they will not only have... they'll have everything going on for the month, all their special drawings, all their shows, the entertainment packages, any, you know, special kind of gifts that they give out. So you get that all in one, you know, one folder.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And before we start talking about how we take a look at that, because obviously we can't take advantage of all the offers that we get.
No, we've tried, and heaven knows, no, we cannot.
But I wanted to say... there's that iconic book Jean Scott wrote years ago, but she made this great point. It's so relevant that when you're talking about casino comps, if you break even in gambling or near even, you won. Can you kind of review that for our listeners?
Well, if you break even in gaming, that means you haven't lost any money, then all your comps are just like the gravy, all the extra. I mean, if you get one meal a day free, and I know you and I have gotten three meals a day free, at least one each meal, because we have so many of those buy one, get one coupons that we use. And then we've also even asked for meal comps, and we've both been comped for a meal. So every day that we're there, we do have comped meals. So that's all extra. And any show, we've gotten tickets four shows. So all of that is just free. And how can you have a vacation or a trip with that many free things when you don't, and you're not paying for the room?
I know. And like people want it, when you talk about you came back from a casino, they want you to brag about the money you won or the money you lost. And, you know, we're thinking, well, we didn't win very much money, or maybe we lost a little bit of money. But we ate for free. We stayed in a suite for free. You know, most of the things we did there were free. So, I mean, they don't want to hear about that, though. You know, they want to hear about if you won or lost, right?
Right. They'll just say, how did you do? And if you say, well, yeah, I broke even, then they make a face like, oh, that's too bad. But I don't feel that way. I feel a lot of times, and maybe incorrectly so, but I usually feel if I would have spent that same amount of money on some kind of entertainment or shopping or something else. And not only have we found that we stay free, but we've been able, since we both get offers, to have our children and their kids stay free. We've gotten rooms for them.
Yeah, well, actually, we put one of the rooms in my name and one of the rooms in your name.
Right.
And so, you know, like, for example, our son visited us recently with the kids at Rocky Gap. And he stayed in my room. Obviously, I was in your room. Yeah. So that's what's cool about it. But I think the first tip that was big, when we look at our schedule, like a lot of these comps are tied to the times of the month. Like, for example, the first 2 weeks of the month, they'll give you a free buffet and $20 of free play. So
right. They'll do it from like the 1st to the 15th, and then they'll start the next room from the 16th to the 30th or 31st.
So when we can, we'll book two nights, and we'll book the 15th because we're using the first half of the month. Then after midnight, we're going to get another $20 of free play and another buffet, which we can use for breakfast. How many times have we done that? Probably can't even count them, huh?
Right. I can count them. We do that very, very often. And if they don't have that offer, then some casinos, you still ask them, you know, depending on your play, if they would give you, if they give comps like that, and then we've had that happen.
Recently, we've been getting wonderful comps from the Rocky Gap Casino in Flintstone, Maryland, Golden Entertainment, and
they're giving us one night a week. And, you know, we have these little ritual meetings here about casino trips. We have to look at each other's schedule because, you know, we can't take away from work and other things, whatever they might be. Family situations, family parties, celebrations. But once you get your family stuff done and your work schedule, then you try to take advantage of all the comps that you can. What do you do when you have something close to you like Rocky Gap, 2 hours and 15 minutes from our front door, and then we get room comps 10 nights a month from the Rising Star Casino and the Belterra Casino in Southern Indiana? So, like, how does that affect your thinking, Janie?
Well, you know how it affects mine. I try to take advantage of each one that I can, but I've come to the conclusion that we simply can't do all of them. In fact, not this year, but last year, we also had the Meadows. The Meadows gave us one room twice a month for several months. So we did some there, and we did some at Rocky Gap, and we did end up going to down to Rising Sun and taking advantage of being there and at Belterra. But I often say to you, gee, these casinos out of state, the fact that we only go there once or twice a year, I'm surprised that they continue. But we actually talked to several of the management staff, and part of it is because we are out of state. We're loyal, but we're out of state, and we've made the comment to them that we pass five different casinos in three different states to get to theirs.
Yeah, it seems like we're passing more and more casinos.
Right, but they appreciate that, so yeah. They reward that.
Yeah, I think that's important to have that relationship with your host or, you know, the casino management there. To go in and talk to them and say, look, you know, I drove 350 miles to get here. I can't come every month. I don't want to get fewer comps because of it, because when I come, I play hard, you know, we gamble hard.
Right.
So that's an important
point.
Well,
they check on that, and they know that. So it used to be the Grand Vic, the Rising Sun, the Rising Star in Rising Sun, Indiana, and the Belterra have been more than generous. They've been great. Now, we've even sent people, we've had friends of ours that go to Florida for several months in the winter, and we told them, gee, on your way home or on your way down, why don't you stop and stay at Belterra? Because they were staying somewhere else. And they've done that now 2 years in a row.
The other thing is that we look for, we lay out all these brochures and then also check our emails, is promotions. Can you explain the people that maybe don't travel casino-wise as much as we do, about why promotions are important, particularly in terms of gambling and free play and points and such?
Well, a lot of times, certain days of the week, certain weeks of the month, let's say you're playing 500 points that day. You've earned 500 points in play, but they will have two times points on days. I've gone to Blue Chip in Michigan City, Indiana, where they've had 10 times points. So you get so many more points that way. So you can look usually on their invitations or on their brochures. They will tell you what how many points they're giving at that point. And another thing I would like to say is, if you do pass casinos and they have marquees, look at them. Because a lot of times they'll tell you on the marquee what the specials are. If they're giving, they'll say 10-point Tuesday or 10-point Saturday. They'll also tell you any other promotions that they might be having on the marquee.
One of the promotions that's relatively common in casinos, but I always try to get there. I can't always do it, but I just want to be there when they'll have promotions where every 45 minutes, we're going to give away $2,000, you know? All you have to do is be there. Like, those kind of things. And then at the last drawing of the night, you know, might be at midnight, and they're going to give away $10,000. The other kind of promotion that attracts me as a video poker player, if you get four of a kind, you get an automatic
sweatshirt
or entry into a new car.
Yeah, that's true.
And well, I like to be there when they're giving away the big things. You know, there was one possibility down at, I think it was the Rising Sun, in Rising Star Casino in Rising Sun, Indiana, where I almost won a tractor.
John Deere tractor. And then there was also, there were five names left for the grand drawing of the truck.
Yeah.
You were one of the five.
Yeah, I got a, you know, a different gift, but I thought I was going to get a $45,000-$50,000 truck out of it.
Well, you could have.
I could have. It was a lot of fun. But those are the kind of promotions. You know, the things that we haven't done that maybe some people do, I thought about it. I'm just not going to get a casino credit card, like an M Life credit card, because those high interest credit cards, I just think will bite you in the butt. I know a lot of people use them, and I want to use our credit cards for other things, like airline tickets, that kind of thing, rather than.
Yes, but at M Life, if you do have their credit card, you can park in all their garages for free.
There's advantages, but you know, we don't live in Las Vegas.
And you only get bitten by the high interest if you charge a lot and don't pay it off every month.
Well, here's one thing that's it might make me get a credit card but never use it. You don't lose your points. You know, if you don't go to Las Vegas or to another M Life property over a certain amount of months, you're going to have to start over again. I don't know if it's 6 months anymore. We're always in Vegas before 6 months, but if the point came where we wouldn't go for a year, we'd lose our points, and that's if you have the credit card. I don't believe you lose them.
Well, you'd have to check that out to be sure if that's the case.
Well,
we might also mention here that you should definitely get a rewards card when you go to a casino. I know the first time we went to Las Vegas. The first time we went, they didn't even have rewards cards, I don't believe.
Not everybody did, no.
Well, no. Well, and you could only go to Las Vegas then. That's the only time. Long ago it was.
Yeah.
But when the second time we went with family members, several of my cousins went too, and they were saying, oh, you better get rewards cards. But we poo-pooed the idea, and we didn't get them. And then later we found out that we really should have gotten them, but that's how they keep track of things. I also found out that almost all the casinos, at least in Las Vegas, give you $2 to $3 off any buffet that you get. And I think you can use that toward other restaurants in the facility, but at least at the buffets, you can get $2 to $3 off any buffet, and then sometimes they'll give you that for up to four people in your party.
Well, I also want to make this point too, and a lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want to be a pain in the butt to the people around them, but if you buy a candy bar, if you buy a drink, you know, if you buy French fries, give them your card and say, I want this bill put on my points. I want the points for this bill. You know, if you're going to pay $5 for a beer, if you're at a casino where, you know, the drinks aren't free, you know, give the bartender your card. I mean, you're probably going to give him a tip anyway and say, look, man, while you're at the register, mark down this beer on my points. That things add up.
Right. And every casino isn't alike that way. Some casinos don't, you know, they tell you up front that you have to ask for the points. Most of them, with your rewards card, with your credit card, or however you're paying with your cash, they will put them on automatically.
Well,
but it's best to ask and make sure.
And they won't put them on unless you give them the card. That's the other thing.
Well, that's usually true, yes.
Well, I think about the good times we had in casinos. We probably would have found something else to have good times with if it hadn't been for casino culture. But once you get used to getting comps for food and for rooms, and right now we're staying in suites at Rocky Gap, it's hard to go back to paying for things. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's very hard. Anytime, you know, we're going somewhere, maybe to a wedding or to a family function, or I have a hard time. I have a hard time coughing up that money because usually the rooms aren't as nice. I shouldn't say always, but who doesn't like getting something for free?
Well, let me close with this story, and you can add the details. The free of all time had to be, we were at the New Frontier the last week it was open, and it just seemed like they didn't give a damn what they gave away for free. You know, we didn't expect that much for free. Do you remember all the free things we got?
Well, basically everything.
Yeah.
Now that was sad because we'd gone there for years, and they were so generous. They had the earliest two-room suites, I think, I had seen, and they were huge. They had refrigerators and microwaves long before anybody else had them standard in
and one of the greatest
rooms.
Things about them, they had like a 12-foot deep pool, and you could swim.
Yes.
You could swim all night. They didn't care. There were no lifeguards. Nobody cared. There'd always be 35, 40 people in this giant pool.
It was so nice with all the lights and on those really hot nights. It was nice to go out there. It was a great place to swim. And you could sit. They had the little cutout seats there. And I know when we had the grandchildren there, they thought that was just amazing. They really loved it.
And people often rip the casino industry as being such a cold business. But let me, this is, I guess, my final thing about comps. The Luxor management, you know, we had a podcast about this. They made a mistake. They contacted us that our suite was ready. It was a much smaller suite. But when we got there, it wasn't ready. So they talked it over behind closed doors and came back and said, we're going to kick you up to a presidential suite. It was unbelievable, you know. And we just paid tax and resort fee for a, you know, for a suite that costs $500 or $600 a day. What a deal. You got to say that Luxor management, M Life there, they treated us fine.
Right. Yeah, they really did. And now let me go back to the Frontier.
Okay, go ahead. Finish that one.
We stayed there so often. We knew people on a first name basis, especially the people in the restaurant, the waiters, the
casino
hostesses,
yeah.
The casino host, absolutely. But they told us, you know, at that time they didn't have cell phones like we do now, and they said, okay, all the calls you made are free. Everything. They just took all the charges off. It was amazing, and we took a picture of the marquee that said, "Thanks for the memories."
Thanks for the good times, it said.
Thanks for the good times, yeah. And we, you know, it was sad saying goodbye to everybody there, but I was glad we were there for the very last week anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were all here for our podcast, and, you know, Casinos USA is a place where
every day is Saturday. But let me add something. If anybody out there has had really fantastic deals, have gotten a great deal, I really would like to hear about it. Because I think, for me, that's part of the fun, is trying to figure out how much I can get with my play, or just, you know, different promotions that are going on, and I can stack them maybe on one another.
Yeah, just give our 24/7 voicemail a call. That's 724-519-4556. Just one more time, 724-519-4556. And just talk about the great comps and deals that you have. And if you know of some coming up, share them with us, and we'll share them with our listeners. Proud to say we're up to 800 listeners a day. Wow. Let's try to get to 1,000. Okay, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.